KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Glenwood man was cited for failure to yield following a two-vehicle crash Thursday afternoon about 4 miles north of Villisca. Authorities say a 1995 Toyota Camry driven by 49-year-old Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca was traveling north on Highway 71, but a 2000 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 24-year-old Tyler Wolf of Glenwood exited westbound Highway 34 and didn't see Fitzwater's car. Wolf attempted to turn south on the Highway 71 from the stop sign when his vehicle pulled into the Toyota's path. That happened around 3:35 p.m. Thursday. Damage from the incident amounted to $3,200. No injuries were reported. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A Guthrie County Sheriff's Department canine who was hurt when he was hit by a car in 2010 will be retired this weekend after 6 years of service to the county. Canine Raven's last day as a member of the Sheriff's Department is January 1st. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright announced the news during this week's meeting of the County Board of Supervisors. Raven was struck by a car in October of 2010 and never fully recovered from a compound leg fracture he suffered during the accident. He also suffers from arthritis in his injured leg. Argenbright says even though Raven underwent surgery to repair damage to his leg, the dog wasn't able to continue with the force. He's served the county for 6 years. Raven's training was paid for entirely through donations and cost about $10,000. His after-accident surgery exceeded $4,000 and was also fully funded by donations. The sheriff said Raven will not be replaced anytime soon. He hopes someone will step forward and adopt the dog, whom he says served the county well and needs to be treated right in his retirement years. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich will make a couple of final public stops in western Iowa tomorrow, just 3 days before the Iowa caucuses. Gingrich will start off the day with a Newt's Jobs and Growth bus tour event at Tisch's Restaurant in Council Bluffs beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday. Following his visit there, Gingrich will hold a similar meeting in Atlantic at the Coca-Cola Bottling Company at 4 East 2nd Street beginning at 1:30 p.m. Saturday. Today, Gingrich will be in Creston at 5 o'clock for an event at the Adams Street Espresso and Soda Shop and in Shenandoah at M's Fine Dining at 8 p.m. Both of those events are open to the public as well. Republican presidential contender Ron Paul Thursday afternoon called for a full audit of the Federal Reserve System as part of his plan to overhaul the U.S. economy and reduce federal government spending by $1 trillion his first year in office. Speaking before an overflow crowd in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center, the congressman from Texas said also a new monetary system is needed in the country.
Congressmen can spend trillions of dollars and hundreds of billions, but the Federal Reserve had spent in this bailout $15 trillion, and there's no oversight. The Congress doesn't pay any attention. They don't find out who gets the bailout. But that affects you because it created the money and it causes the prices to go up. So that is one of the reasons that I am a strong advocate and believe we must do it as soon as possible, have a full audit of the Federal Reserve System.
Paul said one of the ways we could reduce spending is by eliminating the Education Department. Another way is to reduce the role our military plays overseas.
I would think the easiest place to cut spending is to cut spending overseas and to deal with our problems at home. So if we quit the spending overseas, that money is left in our economy and we're more likely to have that money spent here. But you can't quit spending overseas unless we change our foreign policy.
His policy would include stepping back from being the world's policeman and nation building. That money would be saved by reducing those roles, he said, would allow a strengthening of our country's defense at home. Paul says he would bring all of our troops home from wherever they may be.
I see no purpose for us to be spending billions of dollars maintaining troops in Japan or in Korea or in Germany, all throughout the Middle East. I'd start bringing them home and have those military personnel spend their money here at home and stimulate our economy.
He said also there needs to be changes in the tax code to bring U.S. companies who have moved their operations overseas back to America.
We have created an environment, we have created conditions not conducive to invite capital and business to come to this country. We have created conditions which we chase capital away. For instance, a lot of our big companies have made a lot of money, the money sitting overseas. But unlike other countries, if they bring this money back to our country now and want to invest and produce here, they get high taxation. I think there's only one other country in the world that does that. So you shouldn't tax the people who just want to return their money that they had made. They had paid taxes in the other country. So changes in the tax codes are important. You have to protect the formation of capital.
That would also include an elimination of the inheritance tax. Paul said he would protect Social Security, however, and keep the checks coming to those who need it most, such as the elderly and poor who are dependent on it for medical care. Paul spoke for about 45 minutes before answering a few questions and moving on to Council Bluffs. News time is 7:13.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Bruce Brown, age 86, formerly of Anita, died Saturday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be held today at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey, age 56, of Anita, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be today at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Gail Phippen, age 65, of Casey, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Josephine Gibson, age 75, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Josephine Gibson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. The Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jim Rush, age 65, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim Rush will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Vera Nielsen, age 98, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Howard Eugene Gregerson, age 78, formerly of the Atlantic and Anita areas, died Sunday in Texas. Howard Gregerson's wish to be cremated has taken place, and a family committal and memorial service will be held in Atlantic at a later date. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.